Stan Freberg modestly presents the United States of America. The early years. An audience to an obscure Italian sailor. There in her chambers, plans are made destined to change the course of history.
All right, we'll go over it once again. First, you hawk the jewels, you give me the money, and I buy the ships. Then I discover the new world, you dump the king, and I'll send for you.
You say you'll send for me, darling, but will you?
Now, look, we've been all through this before.
I know, but really, you're such a dreamer. You'll go out there and you'll sail right off the edge of the world.
I will not.
Wait. You're such a charming boy, darling. Why don't you forget all this? I'll set you up with a nice little Fiat agency over in West Barcelona.
I don't want a Fiat agency.
Well, then why don't you go to art school like your friend Da Vinci? I'll put you through.
Look, if Lenny wants to starve to death, that's up to Lenny. Me, I want to discover the new world. Carry out my dream.
His Majesty, King Ferdinand.
The king.
Oh, sure. He'll be at the Inquisition all afternoon, huh?
The time just slipped away. Quickly, take the jewels and go over the balcony.
Too late.
Good afternoon, dear. How was the Inquisition? Amusing?
Dullsville. Same old... Hey, who's that?
Oh, you remember Christopher Columbus.
Oh, you mean old round world? You and your bohemian friends.
He's not bohemian, he's Italian.
Italian, bohemian, look at him in that hat. Is that a crazy sailor?
Crazy. I'll tell you how crazy. He's a man with a dream, a vision of a new world, whose alabaster cities gleam undimmed by human tears, with purple mountain majesties above the 2 cents plain.
Fruited.
He holds these dreams to be self-evident, this round, round world, with Indians and justice for all. Let us then go forward together toward Miami Beach, that the dream of this crazy Italian boy, indivisible, should not perish from the map.
Bravo! Bravo!
Hey, was that... moving? Was that a great bet?
Listen, huh? I always said this girl had a lot... Wait a minute! I ask a simple question, I get a pageant. Why should Spain sponsor you? Why don't you go to Portugal?
I did. They bought the prices right.
Oh.
Then I have your permission to sail?
Have you had your shots?
I have.
Permission granted.
Grazie. Arrivederci.
Hasta la vista.
Adios.
Adios, muchachos, compañeros.
Will you get out of here? Strange, he left by the balcony.
Boss of habit, I guess.
Yeah. How's that again?
Nothing.
Isabella, when are you going to quit fooling around with these nuts?
Admiral Columbus, sir, the men are weary, on the point of madness.
Well, that's the trouble with labor today. Don't they realize we're going to discover the new world?
You've been saying that for the last 57 days.
Well, nobody forced you to come along, Your Majesty.
My doctor told me I should go to Florida for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't see what you needed three ships for.
I got a better deal on the fleet rate.
I'll accept that, but we better sight land pretty soon. There's rumblings of mutiny.
Really?
Yeah, come over here and listen.
All right.
Rumble, rumble, rumble. Mutiny, mutiny, mutiny.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I'll jump up here in the rigging and speak to him.
You mean on top of everything else, this ship is rigged?
Now hear this. This is the Admiral speaking. I know the going has been rough, but if we can just hold out a little while...
Rumble, rumble.
Stop that rumbling down there.
Rumble.
Who could blame him? The whole thing is madness. I don't like the way the crew is acting.
Well, you're overplaying a little bit yourself there.
I tell you, the world is flat, and that's that.
It's round as your hat.
It's flat as your head.
It's round.
It's flat.
It's a round, round world. It's a round, round world. I contend it's round, and it's gonna be found when all the results are in. It's a round world now, and it's always been.
Flat, flat world. It's a flat, flat world. I insist it's flat as a welcoming map, and he's sailing off the end. How about our crazy Australian
friend? Get hip, would I climb aboard this ship? If I didn't have odds, the earth was highly spherical.
It's a miracle if it's
square,
is.
Square king. You're a square, square king. If you don't believe, you're gonna receive the shock of your royal life. When the ship pulls in at Miami.
Yo, ho, ho, and a dramamine. We are loyal subjects of the king and queen. But what kind of nut would you have to be to borrow a ship and put out to sea when you don't know what's on the other side?
Wait long, got a heart attack fun. Brother, who said getting there was half the fun? Give up my throne for one Navy bean. No wonder I'm turning. Three shades of green, how could I go? I'm such a loony.
Crazy kind of scheme. It's a cockamamie dream. If we don't sight, then we're gonna scream.
If I didn't have odds, the earth was highly spherical.
It's a miracle if it is.
Yo, ho, ho, to the wind and rain. There's a titan's coming up, but where's John Wayne?
I feel like a red witch having a wake. How much of the ocean fit do you think I can take?
Command in the name of.
Claim that land in the name of.
Isabella and Ferdinand.
That's Ferdinand and Isabella.
New rulers of this round, round.
It's a crazy kind of scheme. It's a cockamamie dream. It's a round, round world.
Well, for all our sakes, I hope. What was that?
French horns.
No, no, I mean before that.
Oh, it was the lookout. He sighted land.
Hooray!
Quickly, hand me the glass.
All right.
Now, now, the other one.
Oh. Oh.
To the new world.
Likewise. All right, go ahead. Give the kid top billing.
Well, it was just a thought.
No, no, go ahead.
All right, all right. I claim this land in the name of Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand of Spain.
Oh.
Well, first I stick the flag in the sand, and then I...
Watch yourself, Admiral. Natives. They may be hostile.
Well, we're all a little hostile now and then. Some of us are able to sublimate. Others can't adjust. You know how it is.
I know, but you better try and talk to them.
All right, all right. Hello there. Hello there. We white men, other side of ocean. My name, Christopher Columbus.
Oh, you over here on a Fulbright?
Huh? No, I'm over here on an Isabella, as a matter of fact. Which reminds me, I want to take a few of you guys back with me in the boat to prove I discovered you.
What do you mean, discover us? We discover you.
You discovered us?
Certainly. We discover you on beach here, is all how you look at it.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Well, at any rate, my men and I were wondering if you could spare a little food.
What kind num-nums you want?
Well, what is that strange-looking plant you're holding there, with little yellow kernels?
You mean this?
Yes. What is that?
French horns.
No. What you're holding in your hand.
Oh, corn.
That's what I thought it was. What else you got to eat around here?
Oh, berries, herbs, natural fruits, and organically grown vegetables.
Just as I suspected. What kind of a diet is that? That's why I've come here, to fulfill my dream.
You have a dream?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to talk about it?
I certainly would. My dream is to open the first Italian restaurant in your country. Give you some real food. Starches, spaghetti, cholesterol, all the better things. That's called progress, you see? Now, right here would be a good location for the restaurant. Ocean view and all that. Is there room for a parking lot?
You kidding? Whole country is parking lot.
I suppose. Well, I'd like to put a little deposit down on the property here.
Okay.
I only have a few doubloons on me, so if you'll direct me to the nearest bank, I'll get a check cash.
You out of luck today. Bank's closed.
Oh? Why?
Columbus Day.
Oh, yeah. We going out on that joke?
No, we do reprise of song that helped.
But not
much. Not
much,
no. Yo-ho-ho ho, and a buckskin sleeve. Now the white man's here, I guess it's time to leave. Why go to war and fight like a shirt? Perhaps we can pick up some kind of work in an Indian extravaganza. Quiet, herb or bonanza.
Please don't call us, we'll call you.
Step aside, pal, meet the new.
Big Jesus of this round, round world.
November 1621. By now, the white man has arrived in great numbers, not only at Miami, but at Jamestown, at Plymouth, and at Salem, Massachusetts. The Puritans have established a thriving colony, enjoying all the social and cultural refinements of a modern society.
Hiya, Harp. Who are you taking to the witch-burning Saturday night?
Prudence Adams. Who are you taking to the Rotary Club luncheon?
I haven't got a date yet, but I hear it's going to be quite a spread.
Well, Mayor Pennypacker, how's it look for re-election?
Great, great, great. Never looked better.
Yeah, what about the Indian vote?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're not too popular with the Indians. They could lose you the election.
That's possible.
Well, they outnumber us.
Well, that's the trouble. You give them an inch and they take over.
But, Mayor, they were here before we were. We moved in on them.
So we did. Well, there's just something about them. They wear funny shoes. They don't even have buckles on them.
Be that as it may, election is Friday. You better make some gesture this week.
Like what?
Well, how about if you make a concession and pick an Indian as a running mate? You'd be sure to carry the Indian block.
What? Anything happened to me, you'd have a mayor that wasn't a Puritan. He'd probably take orders directly from Chief Powhatan.
Yeah.
Say, I got it. The big luncheon tomorrow. The one under the trees.
What about it?
We'll ask an Indian. That'll impress the rest of them.
We could even announce you're going to put one in your cabinet.
No need to go that far. Just have one to lunch.
It'll be great press.
Mayor Pennypacker comes out for equality. Justice. Vote. What a slogan. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Show him we're a regular bunch this week. Show him we're as liberal as can be. Let him know he's almost as good as we.
make a feathered friend feel fed this week. Overlook the fact he's red this week. Let him share our Quaker oats, 'cause he's useful when he votes. Take an Indian to lunch.
2, 4, 6, 8, who do we tolerate? Indians, Indians, rah, rah, rah. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Let him sit right down and munch this week.
Let's give in and all do the brotherhood bit. Just make sure we don't make a habit of it. Take an Indian to dine this week. Show him we don't draw the line this week. We know everyone can't be as American as we. After all, we came over on the Mayflower. Take an Indian, not a wooden Indian, but a real life Indian to lunch.
Needless to say, the luncheon there under the trees was a great success, and a good time was had by Puritans and Indian alike. Everything came off beautifully, with the exception of one minor catastrophe.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey, Charlie?
Well, I cooked the turkey, that's all.
You put our national bird in the oven, is that correct?
Yeah, well, I...
And all of us had our mouth set for roast eagle with all the trimming.
Yeah, well, I...
You did a thing like that?
Well, the two birds were lying there side by side.
The turkey was for the centerpiece, Charlie. I mean...
Well, they look so much alike
we blew it now. They're all sitting down at the table out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Started on their little... nut cups already. We just have to switch the birds, that's all.
Yeah, well...
Serve them turkey instead of eagle. But it's kind of scrawny looking, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd stuff some old bread in it and make it look a little fatter.
You do that, okay?
Okay.
As the white man's foothold increases, the red man's land diminishes. Seldom has history recorded such a phenomenal land transaction as that which took place on a little island in the Hudson River in 1626. There, a voice cries out in the wilderness, and a city is born.
Too many moons we live here, White Cloud. Time to unload this crummy island. Why we not live in Massachusetts like your brother? He get invited to lunch.
Big deal.
This place too hot in summer, too cold in winter. No place for Papoose to grow up. No chance for culture.
Well, he could run down to Carnegie Wigwam on Sunday afternoons, listen to Flying Birdstein explain the ceremonial dances.
You listen me. Sell Manhattan to white man. Get me plenty junk jewelry. All right?
All right. Me list with real estate agent. He find live one, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Chief, I think I got a live one for you. Dutchman. Now, when he gets here, let me do all the talking, all right? Here he is now. Come in.
Say, that's pretty hot buffalo hide you got here on this teepee. I like to bust my knuckles.
Yeah, well, just so he didn't bust his pockets, eh, Chief?
Tishman's my name, Peter Tishman.
And this here is Chief White Cloud. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I seen your listing in the paper here. For sale, Island! ! Ideal for summer festival. Gorgeous view, spell V-U. Running water.
Wait a minute. What is that running water bit?
Not my wife, brother. He go with Island.
Oh, yeah.
Spacious trees, wall-to-wall grass, room for pool. What's pool?
It's like snooker.
Oh.
Well, that's it. Now, if you're in the market for an island friend, you couldn't go wrong, believe me.
What's the asking price?
You give us...
Let me handle this, will you, Chief? Now, a beautiful piece of property like this couldn't let it go for a nickel less than $32 worth of junk jewelry.
What, $32 for a crummy piece of undeveloped property like this? I'm going to see you around.
Make it $29.50.
Go away.
Look, I don't like to haggle, Pete. Make it 28 and a quarter.
Come on.
Now, wait a minute. Chief, when I give you the signal, bring on the Indians.
Right.
Now, look, Pete, baby, can't you see the possibilities? Step outside here. Look around you. Sure, it's a barren piece of wasteland now. Sure, it don't look like much. But someday, this little footpath is going to echo with the sound of dancing feet. Why, they're going to hang a sign right over there, and it's going to say, Broadway. Yeah. This way, Mr. First Nighter. Put on your top hat, white feather and tails. Paint up your faces, you reds and you pales. Put on your beaded goods, we're gonna do the woods. Tap dance up the hills and down the dale. Remember, someday, this all will be mirth. Yes, sir, right here on Broadway. Corner 51st, yes, sir. You'll be a vital part of all the terribly smart set.
In your top hat, white feather and tails. Your penthouse and look at the view. Mix with a show folk and Park Avenue. Yes, sir.
So gay and so aloof. Name dropping on the rooftop.
Drinking champagne by the pail. In your top hat, white feather and tails.
Say, that was a nice number. You kids get a pretty good sound out of them moccasins.
Yes, sir, considering they were tap dancing on dirt, too.
Well, I'm going to see you.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Make it 25 even. We'll toss in the Bronx.
No, I couldn't possibly see my way clear.
We throw in Staten Island.
You hear that? Is that a generous Indian? You'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, too. Hello? Yeah, Dick. Mm-hmm. We use any more, we'll have to pay a royalty, huh? All right, sweetie, we'll knock it off. Right. Okay. Yeah, okay.
I'll give you $24.
Sold. But none of that cash stuff. The chief's wife wants strictly junk jewelry.
Baubles, bangles, bright, shiny beads.
Yeah, hold it, baby, will you? You're laying yourself wide open for another phone call.
Okay, it's a deal. Here you go. You're lucky the price wasn't no higher. I never carry more than $24 in junk jewelry.
Nice quality. Wife flip.
All right, man. Pack up those trees and let's get out of here.
What?
Strike the forest.
Wait a second. Where are you going with my trees?
What do you think? You bought a furnished island?
You mean all those trees was in pots?
Yes. Laugh on you. Old island, solid concrete. Nothing grow except in little square place in middle of island.
But how am I going to get people to live on a solid concrete island?
Who would want to? Nice place to visit, but...
But you wouldn't want to live here.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
150 eventful years have passed. A new spirit of restlessness grips the 13 English colonies, smarting from what seems to them injustice at the hands of King George III, the American colonists yearn for liberty. Boston Harbor, 1774. Two figures huddle on the deck of a cargo ship, there in the darkness.
Whoops.
Charlie, you knocked that whole load of tea in the water there.
Well, I miscalculated with the block and tackle, that's all.
Yeah, well, I mean, you blew it. You missed the whole deck there.
Yeah, well, maybe nobody will notice.
Well, what do you mean? There's tea floating all over the place. I mean, how can I go and demand an hourly increase for you guys?
Yeah,
with
well,
fringe,
I
with fringe benefits and all that. If My men keep knocking stuff overboard.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry doesn't do any good, Charlie. Now, I'll cover for you this time, but let's get our story straight.
Good.
Now, a bunch of those Patriot guys came sneaking around dressed up in...
How about in Indian suits?
That's good, in Indian suits.
Good.
They were a little loaded, and they shoved the tea over because they were sore about the tea tax, okay?
Okay. You think anybody will swallow that?
Well, it's just wild enough, Charles.
Uh-huh. Gee, look at it swirling around down there. I wonder where we could find a fortune teller that reads harbors.
The trouble continued to brew. It was a time for action and a time for words. On a hot July night in 1776, Benjamin Franklin was aroused from his work by the call of destiny.
Hey, you in there, Ben?
Who's that, Sylvia?
It's the call of destiny.
Come on, take a look through the curtains there.
It's Tom Jefferson.
What, again? Well, it's no good. I'll have to let him in. I'm coming.
Hi, Ben. Tom?
You
got a minute?
Well, I tell you the truth, we were just going out of town for the weekend.
But it's only Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, you know, a penny saved is a penny earned.
What does that got to do with anything, Franklin?
I don't know. It's the first thing came into my head. I was just making conversation. An idle brain is the devil's playground, you know.
So you're pretty good at that, aren't you?
Yeah, there's some new wise sayings I just made up.
Wise sayings?
I call them wise sayings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what can I do for you?
Well, I got this petition here I've been circulating around the neighborhood. Uh-huh. Kind of thought you'd like to sign it. It's called the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, I heard about that. Sounds a little suspect, if you ask me.
What do you mean, suspect?
Well, you're advocating the overthrow of the British government by force and violence, aren't you?
Well, huh? yeah, but... We've had it with that royal jazz.
Who's we?
Well, all the guys.
Who's all the guys?
Oh, George, Jim Madison, Alex Hamilton, Johnny Adams, you know, all the guys.
The lunatic friend.
Oh, they are not.
Bunch of wild-eyed radicals, professional liberals. Don't kid me.
Oh, you call George Washington a wild-eyed radical?
Washington? I don't see his name on there.
No, but he promised to sign it.
Oh, yeah, that's George for you. Talks up a storm with them wooden teeth. Can't shut him off. When it comes time to put the name on the old parchment or Rooney, try and find him.
Hey, what are you so surly about today?
Surly to bed and surly to rise.
Oh, all right. Let's knock off the one-line jokes and sign the petition. What do you say, huh, fella?
Well, let me skim down it here. When in the course of human events, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness...
That's pursuit of happiness.
Well, all your S's look like F's here.
Oh, it's stylish.
Oh, I see.
It's in. It's very in.
Oh, well, if it's in. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, so-and-so-and-so-and-so, solemnly publish and declare that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown and so on. A little overboard, isn't it?
Well,
you write this?
Yeah, I knocked it out. It's just a first draft, you know.
Well, I tell you, why don't you leave it with me and I'll mail it in, huh?
Oh, come on.
Oh, I tell you, Tom, let me say this. I'm with you in spirit. I'm sure you understand that, but, you know, I got to play it conservative. I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
I got the printing business going pretty good. Almanac made Book of the Month. And then I got the inventions, you know. Got pretty good distribution on the stoves now. And, of course, every Saturday evening, I bring out the mag.
The what?
Magazine.
Oh. Oh, that reminds me, that artist I sent by. Did you look at his stuff?
You mean the Rockwell boy? Skinny kid with the pipe?
Yeah, that's a kid.
Yeah, I glanced at it, and he's too far out for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know you got to play it safe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But getting back to the signing of the petition... How about it, huh?
Well,
it's a harmless paper.
Oh, sure, harmless. I know how these things happen. You go to a couple of harmless parties, sign a harmless petition, forget all about it. 10 years later, you get hauled up before a committee. No, thank you. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life writing in Europe.
Oh, come on.
Come on what?
Come on and put your name on the dotted line.
I got to be particular what I sign.
It's just a piece of paper.
Just a piece of paper, that's what you say.
Come on and put your signature on the list.
It looks to have a very subversive twist.
How silly to assume it. Won't you nom de plume it today? You're so skittish. Who possibly could care if you do?
The un-British Activities Committee, that's who.
Let's have a little drinko and fill the quill.
It sounds a little pinko to me, but still.
Knock off the timid manner if you want a banner to raise.
Banner to raise.
You must take,
I must take
a stand for this brave, new land,
new land,
for
who wants
to live,
so concerned,
so concerned, but
if,
I don't dis,
he don't disagree,
agree,
but a man can't be too careful what he signs these days.
If I sign it, will you renew your subscription?
Yeah, if you promise not to keep throwing it on the roof.
Well, my...
If it isn't on the roof, it's in the rose bushes or in the mud.
My eyesight isn't what it used to be, you know. Besides, it's hard to hit the porch from a horse.
Now, come on. All we want to do is hold a few truths to be self-evident.
You're sure it's not going to start a revolution or anything?
Trust me.
Okay, give it to me. You got a quill on you?
Yeah, here you are.
Huh? Look at this show-off Hancock, will you? Pretty flamboyant signature for an insurance man.
Ah, you did a good thing, Ben. You won't be sorry. Now, if I can just get another three or four guys, we'll be all set.
Well, I tell you one thing.
What's that?
You better get them to sign it in the next couple of days before they all take off for the 4th of July weekend.
As the seeds of turmoil flowered and grew, the hastily assembled American army craved a banner they could call their own. To a certain Philadelphia seamstress came General George Washington one day in the icy winter of 1777.
Betsy! You in there, Betsy?
Who is it?
Me, George.
Oh, boy. Come on in. Hey!
How's that?
You're tracking snow all over my early American rug.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. All right, let's see the flag.
Just a minute. Let me bite the thread off here.
Well, snap it up. Spread it out in your lap there, and we'll... You having a little fun at your country's expense here? Huh?
How's that?
You're kidding with these colors? Red, white, and blue?
Well, those are the only remnants I had around...
Wait a minute. Stars? I deliberately said polka dots.
Huh?
Stars with stripes? How does that work together, design-wise?
All right, you want to be the big man and put on the thimble, huh?
No, it's just...
Then how's about you let me run the flag department and you run the army like a nice father of our country, okay?
I know, but look at the colors you chose. The best you could do, I suppose. A peppermint stripe with royal blue, the same as the British colors, too. Now, how will we tell whose side is who? Look at the colors you chose. Why couldn't it have been puce? Lavender over chartreuse, or possibly some exotic shade, the delicate orange mauve or jade, instead of the choice that has been made? Why couldn't it have been possibly cinnamon?
Everybody wants to be an art director. Everybody wants to call the shots.
Yeah, well.
Everybody wants to be a flag dissector, changing all my stars to polka dots. Everybody thinks that they're the final word on what is strictly out and what is in. How'd you like a flag that features four D-Lees on ochre corrugated tin?
I'd like it.
How soon can you make one up?
Come on, there's your flag. Take it or leave it.
All right. Say, what's this little ticket here just fell out? Inspected by number 28.
That's me.
Oh, yeah.
You want it on a hanger?
No, I'll just run it up the flagpole, see if anybody salutes.
Okay.
I guess it's better than don't tread on me.
Certainly. Besides, 100 years from now, what difference will it make?
I guess you're right. Come on, men.
December 1776, on the banks of the Delaware. Cruel winds whistle through the threadbare clothing of the 8,000-man American army. All too aware of General Howe's powerful troops across the icy waters, they await the decision of their leader, General George Washington. For he and he alone can make the choice upon which hinges the destiny of their infant nation.
All right, then. How much you want for the boat that says Popeye on it?
$1.20 an hour.
Uh-huh. Well, how about the one that says Donald Duck on it?
Eh?
The one with the little striped awning there?
Oh, yeah. Well, that boat right there?
That boat right there?
That boat right
That's
there?
That's the boat.
Will run you $2 an hour.
What? That's an outrage. This is December. It's your off-season.
Huh.
How many customers can you get this time
Look,
of year?
Look, fella, you run the army and let me run the boat rental, okay?
All right. Don't get smart with me. I'm General Washington.
I know who you are. I seen your picture on the money. And I wish you'd make up your mind. The boat rides are closing.
Well, let's review them once again here. Popeye was $1.20
an hour.
That's
right, $1.20 an hour, that's right.
And the one with the striped awning.
General Duck.
General Washington, sir.
Yes, what is it?
The men are freezing.
So?
So we were wondering if we could come to some decision on the boat.
Yeah, they think they got problems. I just had my wig set this morning, and this damp air isn't doing it any good. Look at it, straight as a stick.
Well, it looks just fine to me, sir.
Really?
Huh? Yes, yes.
Think it looks all right?
Listen, you're going to rent a boat tonight or not? I'd like to freeze my ears off.
All right, don't rush me.
If we could make a decision on the boat, sir, it'll soon be daylight.
Let it be daylight. We're liable to tip over out there at night.
Yes, well, there was the element of surprise in the whole thing, don't you see, sir?
Oh. Well, all right. You can get the men loaded in the other boats. Get that out of the way.
They are in the other boats, sir. They have been for hours. Now, if we could just come
all
to
right.
some...
All right. Hold your horses.
We ate the horses yesterday, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be with you
Did
shortly.
You really eat the horses yesterday?
I didn't. They did. Enlisted man. Now I got it narrowed down to two here. Popeye has the dear little seats in it.
Yes, yes.
That's $1.20.
Uh-huh.
See? And Donald Duck has the striped awning.
I see.
$2. Now I'll leave it up to you, Lieutenant. Doesn't that strike you as a little high?
Well, I don't know, sir. Perhaps a bit, but...
All right, you see there? Huh. Now, what would you say to $1.75 for Donald Duck?
$2 an hour, not a penny less.
Say, what are you trying to do, gouge a serviceman?
Well, I might ask, what are you army guys trying to do, stifle the small businessman?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
All right, then, kick the end of Donald Duck around there again. Let me see.
I can't. My feet are frozen. Oh. Look, mister, why don't you take the one called Popeye? You'll be happy with that boat. The price is right, $1.20 an hour.
Well, I don't know. You like it, Lieutenant?
She's a beaut, sir. Besides, we're only renting it for the one night.
But you really like it better than the one with the awning.
You wouldn't want the one with the awning, sir. Once you got into it, you'd hate it. Honestly, take the other one.
Popeye, you think it's really me?
Yes, on my word, sir, it's you.
But I just don't know about the color.
The color is fine! Black is a great color. It sets off your wig.
Really?
Yes!
All right. Popeye it is.
I tell you, boy, I've seen some customers, but this guy's a loo-loo.
Now, we got everything, the flag?
Right, sir.
The ukulele?
Yes, sir.
The sandwiches?
The boatman has some right here, sir.
Oh. What kind you got there?
I got ham and Swiss, liverwurst, or tuna salad.
Well, let me see. Is the... tuna salad good today?
It's you! It's you!
All right, how much?
25 cents.
What? 25 cents for a tuna salad sandwich?
Here, take it with my blessings.
Well,
hey, take a liverwurst, too. Enjoy! Enjoy!
And so the Delaware was crossed. Thus was begun one of the most glorious pages in American history.
Imagine that, guy. 25 cents. Lousy tuna.
Whoops, watch where you're going now. Might like this little boat I picked up right here. Called Popeye. Sound of fife, beat the drums, be ready for the moment. Quick, quick drums, ever forward.
And America has always gone forward on the sound of marching feet to the military beat of drums, drums, drums. Helping to hold the banner high, stirring the hearts of her fighting men, this then is the spirit of 76.
What do you mean you're walking off the job?
Like I'm walking off the job, man. I don't have to work with that kind of square drummer.
Well, I don't see any reason why.
No, I mean, when I accepted the gig, I didn't know I was going to have to play fife with the kind of moldy fig.
Well, we certainly
drumming like what is going on up ahead there, man. No.
Moldy,
Now, the kid here is on second drums, and the kid is swinging pretty good, but we can't make it swing with that other cat, Dick.
You tell him, Bix.
Look here now, we're engaged in battle. The army's depending
on
you.
Well, too bad, man. Like you're back here holding the flag, you don't have to walk next to him, you know?
Well, what exactly is your objection to the man?
Well, in the first place, anybody with a name like Yankee...
Doodle.
Yeah, well, the name says it, man, you know?
Yes, but what is the main problem?
Like it's a toss-up between the drumming and the singing, man.
The singing.
I got a bandage around my ears, but it doesn't help much. Oh,
well, let's walk back up there and talk to him. See if we can't straighten it out.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right, Doodle. The fife player and the other drummer want to leave. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
They're out of step with me. That's what's the trouble.
Is that true?
Wow. He wants to play yep, up, 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 and it ought to go scoopy doopy doopy doop. Bow, 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 yeah, bow, ooh, ooh, chicka boom. Man, like you didn't say anything about that we were going to work up near the cannonballs, man. I mean, I thought we were working like Officers Club dance, man.
Let's get on with the procession here, gracious.
Yes, now let's make an effort and play it like Doodle wants to.
Yeah, well, it's a drag.
Get on with the marching here.
Father and I went down to camp along with Captain Gooding. There we saw the men and boys as thick as hasty. Everybody!
Yankee Doodle, keep it up.
Keep it up and we'll blow the whole wall.
Mind the music and the step and with the girls behind.
I heard that.
Yankee Doodle came to town a riding on the pony. He stuck a feather in his cap and called it back a pony.
Yes, sir! I'm a Yankee Doodle.
That's all, man. That's it.
I'm hip.
That's it.
Come on, pick up your instruments there.
No, that's it, man.
What's the trouble now?
It's a bad scene, man, right?
Bad scene, Bix.
Come on, you're holding up the whole parade.
Let's stop the bickering in the ranks here. Do you want the war to end on a note of triumph or disaster?
Like either way, man. Just so it swings.
Now look.
Scooby-Doo.
Now let's reach a compromise here. Play it 8 bars your way and 8 bars Doodle's.
All right.
Crazy.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle dandy. Find the music and the step and...
Okay, out of the way, man. Like...
Well, that was pretty rude. Hold it, people, please!
Pretty good there, Daddy.
You've influenced me a lot, Bix.
Yeah, well, you know.
Outrageous! You'll ruin the whole selection.
Yorktown, 1781. This was the climax. Pitifully short of food and supplies, the tattered American army is reduced to a mere handful. While Destiny held its breath, General George Washington courageously faced the most awesome challenge of his career.
All right, once again now.
Yes, sir.
You think I ought to surrender in the blue blazer or the trench coat?
Well, the trench coat is nice, sir, but...
Let me slip the blue blazer on once again just to give you the idea.
Sir, that won't be necessary. I remember the blazer.
Well, I'll just give you the idea.
You've tried it on 12 times, sir.
Well, you can't rush into these things.
Pardon me, General Washington?
Yes, who are you?
Snyder's my name. I'm from American Bell & Bell. I've got a statement here that's 2 years overdue for that big 5,000-pound job in Philadelphia.
What? You expect us to pay for that bell? Had a crack in it as long as your arm.
Well, I don't know anything about a crack. All I know is I'm supposed to get something on the account.
Look, I'm going down in history at the moment. Could you come back in a little while?
Well, if you could give us a portion of it now and the balance after you get the country straightened out.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Now, I'll leave it up to you, Mr. Schneider. Do you see me surrendering in a blue blazer with antique military...
Watch yourself, sir!
Buttons, not too ivy, just...
General Washington, sir.
Yes, what is it, Lieutenant?
I have an idea how we might not have to surrender after all.
What do you mean? I'm all dressed for the occasion.
But, sir, your country is at stake. Now, here's my idea. You know the Rockwell boy who works on Franklin's magazine?
The one he just hired?
Yeah, skinny kid with a pipe.
Right.
I can have him here in 15 minutes, sir. Huh? I'll get him a big piece of canvas, 500 yards long, some brushes, a lot of paint.
I see.
Well, we've got to work faster. Uh-huh. Finish by daybreak. Now, here's my plan. While the British are sleeping...
Good morning, Lord Cornwallis.
Oh, hello, Bradshaw. Fine morning, isn't it, old man? Just the sort of morning to defeat the American rebels, right?
Right, sir.
Well, then, shall we mount the attack and muddle through to victory? What was that?
English horns.
No. Before that.
Oh, gunfire. Oh, the Americans, General. Look, they must have brought up 20,000 fresh troops during the night.
Here. Yeah. Let me have the glass.
Yes.
No, the other one. Jove, you're right. Look at them all out there. How fierce they look. Why, they're not moving a muscle. Seem to be frozen in their tracks. Almost like a painting. A grim visage of war. Well, my, look at the determination on that fellow. The skinny kid with the pipe.
Mm.
Hello. They've begun their barrage.
Great heavens, Lord Cornwallis. I'm afraid we've had it.
Yes. Well, time for the better part of valor and all that. Shall we go?
After you, sir.
Righto.
Thing is working, Lieutenant.
Well, I don't... Wait! General Washington!
Huh?
Here come a couple of British officers waving a white flag!
I say, we surrender. We give up. Stop all that dreadful shooting, old man.
All right, wait a minute. Let me kill the sound effect here. Okay, you guys. Strike the war set. Roll it up.
Good heavens. We've been diddled.
Did I hear you surrender there?
Yes, but look here, old fellow. It's not cricket. You're not playing the game.
What?
We thought you had a whole regiment here. Look, Bradshaw, the whole thing was nothing but a ruddy painting, a backdrop.
Yeah, that's right. Well, a little gimmick I thought up there. Actually, our army was routed yesterday. Nobody here but me, the lieutenant, and the skinny kid with the... Where'd he go?
You rolled him up in the backdrop, sir.
Oh, yes. Well, release him there. You all right, young man?
Give him a poke.
Poor wretch. There's his pipe jammed in his cheek. Give him a hand, Bradshaw. Oh,
yes, of course. Ruined a good K-Woody there.
Fortunes of war.
I say, Lord Cornwallis, this whole thing is...
No, Bradshaw.
Well, you fellows win, I guess.
Yes, well, that's the way it goes, you know.
Well, of course, the king will be livid.
Uh-huh. Well, you still have most of the rest of the world. Mustn't be piggy.
Quite so, yeah.
Say, you mind if I try on the sword there?
Go right ahead.
Yeah, right. What do you think? Is it me?
Lord Cornwallis.
Is it me?
It's you, yes. What is it, Bradshaw? Oh,
could I speak to you privately?
Yes, all right. Excuse us, please.
No, if you'll permit me, sir. There's only the three of them. Now, one signal from you, and we'll take them all prisoner.
My dear fellow, look at it this way. Now that those chaps have won, this makes us foreigners, right?
Right.
And we all know how foolishly generous the Americans are.
You mean?
Yes. Tomorrow we apply for foreign aid.
I say, what a smashing idea.
You ready, gentlemen?
Any time, actually.
So long, friends. We have come to the end of the battle that we all deplore.
That highly military, stripped by Dory Sherry,
revolutionary war!
Mr. Freeburg?
Yes?
I'm from the Daughters of the American
Writer.
The United States of America is a Stan Freeburg production.